On the show today, we have True Cars, Nick Woolard and Alan Notasinkum talking about their True Car forecast for 2021. It looks like there'll be 16 million new vehicle sales in 2021, a 10% increase over 2020. That's good news for credit unions, and they'll tell you why. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we are with the gentleman from True Car today. Right next to me is Mr. Nick Woolard. Nick, how you doing, sir?
Great, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for asking. And then right below us is Mr. Alan Nanasinkum. Alan, how are you, sir? How you doing today?
Doing great. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys as well. Congratulations on making it through 2020. Oh my gosh. Let's hope and pray 2021 is a little less stressful than last year, but seems like we're off to a good start, especially in the car market or the automobile sales market. And so you guys just put out a forecast saying that that 16 million new vehicle sales are in store for 2021. That's a 10% increase over 2020. And I'm going to start though, but before I want to get to the numbers here, what is your guys' view on vehicle sales this year based on what happened last year? Alan, I'll let you go first. It seems like there might be a lot of pent up demand, people wanting to get rid of their cars that they couldn't get rid of last year and now wanting to get something a little bit newer or something. Is that kind of the case that you guys are seeing, or what do you see?
It is. And what we generally find is when there is that pent up demand that you referenced, it takes a little while for that demand to work its way through the system. I think in this cycle, what added to that delay and lengthening out that curve is the fact that you also had some production slowdowns.
So
that really figures into the equation, and we're still seeing some of the demand that was halted in the spring of last year, even still working its way through the system.
Gotcha. And Nick, what's your take on that? What do you see happening?
Yeah, exactly what Alan was saying. You know, there's definitely a big dip towards the middle of the year, but then there's been a strong recovery. And especially if we look at Q4 of last year, we see a lot of that momentum carrying forward into this year as well.
And so you guys are predicting 16 million new vehicle sales in 2021, a 10% increase over 2020, with a transaction price increase of 3.1%. Oh my gosh. So how did you guys come up with this number? So Nick, you want to take this one? How did you guys come up with this number? And then we can move on from there.
Yeah, I'll start with sales. And when you break it down between retail and fleet, there was a little bit of a different story we saw last year. And on the retail front, really both dropped pretty precipitously in March, April, May, but then they recovered going into the end of the year. And especially retail, we saw Q4 was actually doing about on par or better than 2019.
Wow.
So we see that retail strength continuing. As Alan mentioned, there's still pent up demand and there's the inventories coming back. So retail, if you compare it against 2019, is actually showing a little bit of a gain. And that's really going off the strength we saw in Q4. Fleet is still, it's higher than last year, but I think it's still going to have some headwinds with travel restrictions. And, you know, until that industry is back up and running and we see the rental fleets start to rebuild, fleet's going to have a little bit of a headwind there.
Yeah, I think we probably won't see any changes there until probably 2022, probably.
So. Yeah, I think especially on the international travel front, it's going to take some time for that to come back. And then on the average transaction prices, kind of a similar thing. It just really started to go up, skyrocket through Q4. And so January, we typically see things come down a little bit from December at least. And so we're taking that into account, but then still projecting forward some of that strength as people buy bigger SUVs, larger trucks, that'll continue to drive up average transaction price.
Yeah, there's a lot of people going camping these days, I've noticed. And so I guess those trucks are coming in handy, towing those big trailers. I mean, I see trailers everywhere, but that's a whole nother show. Alan, let's talk about the why in the increase. We talked about the kind of the pent up demand. Are there other factors that you guys are anticipating for this increase?
I'd focus on two. There is going to continue to be access to money at relatively low interest rates. and the Fed has signaled that those rates are going to remain relatively low for the near future. And then the other piece is that there's a consensus that stimulus and help to people who need it financially in the aftermath of the pandemic and the pandemic still going on, maybe we'll see that type of stimulus flow a little more easily, and some of the gridlock maybe being removed from getting that stuff into the hands of people who desperately need it. And both of those things point to more consumers being able to move around in the marketplace.
Yep, indeed, indeed. So what do these numbers mean for credit unions heading into the new year, Nick? Obviously it sounds like there's an opportunity here for them.
So one thing being strong resale sales is definitely good for credit unions. The demand's there. Likely we'll see the transactions. We'll see those transactions at higher transaction prices. So loan amounts will likely go up. Rates are low. So there's just a lot of strength really in the auto sector. And I think that'll benefit credit unions.
Indeed. Yeah. And so, and Alan, so what other trends do you guys see happening in 2021 with car sales? I think, Nick, you mentioned, SUVs and trucks are out there. What other trends do you guys see, Alan?
The other thing that'll be really interesting to pay attention to is OEMs continuing to emphasize growth in the electric vehicle space. Yeah. And if you saw GM's keynote at the Consumer Electronics Show last week, it was all EVs all the time. I mean, they changed their logo, right? So they're very focused in this space. Consumer adoption has been a little bit slower. Infrastructure to support that has been a little slower, but what will be constant as you read the headlines all year long are OEMs continuing to emphasize alternative fuel vehicles and wanting to grow the number of those vehicles on the road.
Yeah, I've never seen more electric car commercials, on TV lately. I mean, it seems like every manufacturer has them now. So let's look back at 2020 for a second here. When the pandemic hit, it appeared that all was lost. And it was kind of that way for a while. For a couple of months there, we were just like, oh my gosh. But the market came rushing back. So can you explain this rapid comeback, Nick? Because again, I think it kind of goes back to what we were talking about at the top of the show, the kind of the pent-up demand, or is there something else?
There's pent up demand, but then, there's also your vehicle is somewhat of a source of safety. If you're in your vehicle traveling, it's one of the few things that you can have comfort doing these days. And so that helped fuel the demand. And then also there's the supply side came back as far as the plants were initially shut down. That caused a lot of disruption and with inventory and logistics. But dealers found ways to get vehicles safely to consumers and consumers found ways to purchase those vehicles. And so there's been some shifts in how people buy those vehicles. But ultimately, the industry has figured out a way to safely transact and the demand is still there. And so with those two pieces lined up, we're seeing car sales come back.
Yeah, indeed. I've seen a lot of like car delivery now, as opposed to going to the lot and picking it up, that they'll bring it to you, kind of a contactless, touchless experience, even with an automobile. Who would have thought that, a couple of years ago? Alan, so where can folks find out more details on this information? Because I know you guys put out this information almost on a monthly basis, because you guys really kind of keep track of it pretty closely. So where can folks go to find out more details on this stuff?
Yep, you can visit the blog, and Nick's team does great work in this area in keeping the industry apprised of sales volumes, who's up, who's down, and what's driving the trends.
Cool, good stuff. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to let you get back to work. Anything else to add here? Any final words, Nick? Any last words here on this topic?
I think the biggest thing I'm excited about is we've been talking about electric vehicles for years and years, and really the story has all been about Tesla. And really, this is the year we're seeing, it could be about a dozen new vehicles or more hit showrooms across almost all automakers. And so it'd be really exciting to see that take off and consumers finally have a lot of options for, on the electric front.
Indeed, indeed. Alan, anything else here to add?
Yeah, I'll just echo what Nick said in the previous segment about dealers changing the way that they access customers. We had to make some of those changes too and accelerate the ability to do that virtual commerce that you were talking about. I expect to see more of that in 21.
Agreed, agreed. And I can't wait to see that Tesla truck on the road too, if it ever comes to fruition. That's an odd looking vehicle, but it's looks like it has some promise. All right, guys, well, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always, and look forward to the next chat.
Thanks.
Thank you.